You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of land and waters that this podcast is recorded on. Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
Hi, I'm Isabella Ross from Mamma Mia's daily news podcast, The Quickie. Here's what's happening in the news today, Wednesday, April 24th. An urgent review will be launched after the killing of a young mother in regional New South Wales whose alleged murderer was released on bail on a slew of serious charges in the days before her death. 28-year-old childcare worker and mother Molly Ticehurst was found dead inside her home at Forbes in central western New South Wales on Monday. Her former partner, accused of raping and stalking her in the months before the killing, has been charged with her murder. He also faces fresh counts of failing to comply with his bail conditions and breaching an apprehended violence order. In response, New South Wales Premier Chris Minns said a review of bail laws was being finalised and a wider plan is in the works. The accused is expected to appear next in court on June 20. The first witness in Donald Trump's criminal hush money trial has testified that he used his tabloid, The National Enquirer, to suppress stories that might have hurt Trump's 2016 presidential bid. The former media CEO said he paid people off who were peddling stories of Trump's sexual misbehaviour, but that he never published the story so that they couldn't be distributed or sold elsewhere. New York prosecutors claim Trump broke the law and corrupted the 2016 election by trying to cover up his sexual encounters with a porn star and a Playboy model. Trump is charged with falsifying business records to cover up a $200,000 payment to Stormy Daniels in 2016 to keep quiet. It is the first ever trial of a former US president, and he has pleaded not guilty. A new study has found that wearing the wrong bra can put women at greater risk of knee injuries. Women are far more likely to tear their ACL than men, and the results can be catastrophic. A team of experts found that when women wear highly supportive bras while completing jumping and landing tasks, many of the common risk factors associated with ACL injuries decrease. Those with minimal breast support relied on an ankle-dominant strategy for landing, whereas when they wore a supportive bra, the female athletes used a more hip-dominant strategy, and this puts less stress on the ACL and knees. Lastly, ahead of Anzac Day on Thursday, the origin story behind the classic Anzac biscuit has been revealed in a new book. Culinary historian Alison Reynolds says the Anzac biscuit likely evolved from pantry staple recipes like oat cakes, British flapjacks, gingerbread, and Scottish parlies. An early iteration of the biscuit was first included in the Australian War Chest Cookery Book in 1917, while the ingredients and methods used today were published in a New Zealand cookbook in 1919. It's likely the recipe was developed in both countries at the same time when cooks used golden syrup as a binding agent amid an egg shortage sparked by war. It also meant the biscuits last longer when sent from loved ones to soldiers. That's your evening news headlines. Do you have a topic you'd like for us to cover? Send us an email to thequickie@mamamia.com.au. Check out The Quickie wherever you get your podcasts.